Hey, B.
Hey, Carol. Sorry it took so long to get back to you. I've been
I know you're busy. I'm glad you did. I know the house closed today. I found that out by the lawyer.
Heck yeah.
That's what I said. My question was it was brought to my attention that the Enzo property might be having might have judgments on the title.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, but that's what the attorney woman had said, because the realtor had called me, and he had me on three-way with the attorney from Dan Coast, Gordon and Tucker, and but she's the paralegal, and she said that the Enzo property had six judgments on it.
The Enzo property has six judgments on it. Who told you this? Anissa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
Dude,
her name,
I've been talking to her. She didn't tell me nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the thing. The real estate agent sent me an email saying that they got him and the seller has gotten that straight. And I'm gonna forward the email to you so you can see it yourself. And I told Anissa about it, and she said that she still has to wait for the title company to get back with her to let her know that everything is fine.
Did you send it to Anissa?
No, she said she didn't want it. She said she don't need that. She said because she has to get it from the title company.
I don't care what she needs. Will you send it to me, and I'm gonna send it to her anyway?
Yep, I will.
Okay,
I will.
Yeah, you will email that to me right now. I got a message written up for her, so I'll send it with that.
All right. I do have the email. All right, I'm going to send it to you.
All right, Carol, anything else you need from me, bud?
No. That was it. I just wanted to tell you that because they had called me when I called you, and you was in the meeting, so.
Heck, yeah. I know, like, last week you were supposed to go into the office. Have you been able to make it in there yet?
No. Jack told me to hold off on it.
Why?
I don't know. He just said he told me to hold off, and that was it. I said, okay. I haven't heard anything else about it.
Yeah, well, I know Forrest wants to meet you, so. All right, let me talk around and see if I can't get you guys to meet at some point next week.
Yeah, maybe you can do it. I don't know what's going on with Zach, man. I really don't, but.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just meaning like, you know, I don't want this to be repeated, okay?
That's okay. This is confidential.
All right. So he's saying to me that that Forrest doesn't want to work with me.
That's not necessarily true. It is very, very difficult for us when we get JV deals that are on the MLS. It just makes it hard for us. So, and because Forrest is a realtor, like a licensed realtor, we have to make sure that we're following the law precisely, because so far it's my understanding that when you bring us a purchase agreement and it's your name on it, we're okay. But Zach presented him with one of the JV deals and wanted Forrest to sign the purchase agreement, and that's not okay.
I knew that's what it was. I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. But he wouldn't tell me that. I knew it. And I told Zach, I said, we don't have to do it that way. You know, I told him that, man, you know, saying that that's how we lost out on that deal. You know, I just wanted him to listen in with me when I was talking to the realtor about the property. And he just went on in and just started talking about this and that. And, you know, and next thing I know, that my name is off the contract. He put Ford's name on it, and I was like, well, what the fuck is going on? You know?
Yeah. Well, Carol, we appreciate doing work with you, man. We appreciate all the deals you bring our way.
Well, that's good to know, because I felt real, like, real bad. Like, damn, you know? And he's saying that he's mad that Forrest was mad with me, you know? And I'm like, hey, I'm telling Zach, like, I didn't tell you to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I did not tell him to do that.
Hey, don't worry about Zach and Carol. If anything like that comes up again, I don't want you to feel disheartened, man. You call me, all right? Because, you know,
yeah.
I work directly under Forrest. I run this business for Forrest.
All right.
So,
I figured you did. And that's,
yeah.
and that's why I've been reaching out to you a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't, you know, nothing against Zach. I like Zach, but it just didn't seem, you know, it just seemed like everything has to be run by. He couldn't, he wasn't doing what I thought he was going to do. Let's put it like that, you know.
Yeah, he's a hellion, that's for sure.
You got that right. I tell him to be nice to a realtor, and he goddamn go off on it. I said, man, come on, Zach. We can't talk. Like, we can't do that, man. You know,
okay.
You're making me look bad, you know.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, well, dude, at the end of the day, I don't need this. I'm like, well, I need it, though, man. You may not need it. I need it. Shit.
Right, right. Well,
but, you know.
I got your back. And listen, I won't mention that you said anything, but I've had several people
don't.
Come to me.
Not even the Forrest. Not even
the
Forrest.
Not even the Forrest.
Because he might.
Yeah,
because he might tell Zach, and I don't want to be in the middle of nothing. This shit is over with now. You know what I'm saying? It was
right.
Didn't get the deal, so what? You know?
Yeah, it happens. It happens. But I appreciate you telling me. I really appreciate it. So.
Yeah. That's for sure. That's, you know, I don't mean to be bugging you or nothing, but I like to work with you and Forrest and Zach, but you know. And I just like to do, you know, continue to do it the way I've been doing it, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, you call me anytime you need anything.
I sure will be, and I'm gonna send you that email too when we get off.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.